Thank you so much. Great song. That's Donna Sumner, Last Dance. She had a lot of hits. We're going to put different music on from time to time. I'm Bobby Elias, and the name of this show is called Let's Create a Better World. Our other theme is healthy aging, living to be over 100 years old. We're into lots of things on this show, genetically engineered foods, activism, exercise, yoga, dance, love. We have it all. We have some great shows coming up. I hope you give us a shot and listen to our shows. Rate us on iTunes. You can also hear our shows on the archives. I have a great host. Dr. Sarah Larson has been with us. She's fantastic. Everyone loves her. I'm also doing meetings. I am a coordinator of the Gary Null Health Support Group here in Los Angeles. And we're having a meeting coming up a week from today, and I'll have a speaker on towards the end of the show at about 2:40 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to be our speaker at a meeting in Long Beach on Juicy. And that'll be Saturday the 14th. Then on Sunday the 29th of this month, we're going to have David King of the Learning Garden and of the Seeds Library of Los Angeles. He's fantastic. He's going to speak at a meeting, and he'll be on the show the week before that meeting to talk about how we can use seeds to feed ourselves and change the world as far as food, and also to knock out Monsanto and the genetically engineered food people, and let's grow our own food. So a lot of great things coming up. I'm excited. Our speaker coming on in a short while is a great speaker on cancer, on health, on documentaries, on a radio show that he has, and he's a former martial arts guy. We're on every Saturday. Be sure to, let me give you a number where people can call if they're not near a computer. That number is, and you can hear this show or any show on Progressive Radio Network. That number is area 619-550-0869. And my phone number, I'm going to give that out because we have some great ideas for future shows. We'd like your take on how we're doing. We'd like help on a few things. But my number is 323-770-1925. All right, let's get to our first guest. His name is Ian Jacklin. He is a documentary. He does documentaries. He's got a new film out. We're going to talk about that. He's been into martial arts, kickboxing. His iCureCancer.com, I believe, is the website, and we're going to talk about preventing cancer also. Ian, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks, man. Thanks. Just, you know, I go by Ian.
Sorry. My fault.
That's okay. There's the two versions, and that guy from Beverly Hills, no 210 at all, because nobody even knew Ian was until he came along, darn it. That's when I started getting called Ian, was when Ian's, or
no
Ian
problem.
Zimmer.
I've been talking to you quite a bit for the last few months, and I think I had it right most of the time. But anyway, not important. Tell us more about yourself and about your film coming up, please.
Well, I will. First, I have to thank you for all your effort and your grasp events that you throw, because I don't think you know this yet, but at your last meeting that I went to, I actually got to speak to Gary Noll on the phone. He called in when we show these grassroots meetings, which is kind of cool. But I met a lady there, and I spoke real quickly what I'd be speaking about on the show, how I know how to cure cancer, because my girlfriend did it 17 years ago, and I started studying how she did it and how other people did it, and they basically all did it holistically. They stayed away from their oncologist. And in my travel, I found out the skin cancer is 100% curable. I mean, it's a joke. You don't even think about going to your oncologist and getting it cut off, because they don't get the roots, and it always comes back, and it usually spreads well. I basically gave this same spiel that night at your meeting, as you probably recall, and an older lady came up to me and told me that she had it. So I hooked her up with some cannabis hemp oil, because I live in, you know, Venice Beach, California, and it's here, and got her on that. And it's all breaking up on her arm and going away, whereas if she have got it surgically removed and then done the chemo and the radiation that they also wanted to give her, I don't even know if she'd be alive right now. And right now, she just got herself a new job, got herself back to school, got herself a new job, and she's taking the oil, the cancer went away. So just to start the show with a real good touchdown there, Bob, let's start with that. Because of your event, we connected, and this lady's probably going to get rid of skin cancer in a few months with no side effects, and that'll be it. Whereas if she would have listened to her family and her doctor, she would have gotten it dug out. And unfortunately, they never get the roots. The roots go in for inches and inches deep and down the, you know, different pathways. So anyway,
yeah,
so thanks for that, Bob.
You're welcome. And let's talk about your, I Cure Cancer. That's quite a heavy website. That's, you know, that goes against the grain, because a lot of people say you never want to say I can cure cancer, you know, for a lot of reasons, but... You do it. That's great. I mean, your website. Tell us about that.
I'm glad you brought that up. The name came about because this is back in the early 90s when the dot-com rage was happening, and my buddy was at the realm of that. He knew what was going on. He's like, you got to get your dot-com name now. He bought a million of them for all these different things. And I just bought the one, the iCureCancer.com, because we tried to get Cure Cancer, and it was actually gone. But believe it or not, iCureCancer was there. And that's what I want to name the film. And the thing that threw people in, and it's sort of a shock, if they haven't figured it out themselves, it's like, hey, duh, the I in iCureCancer is you. You have to take responsibility for yourself. And that's the first thing it says on the website, the first thing it says in the movie, first thing I usually say on the radio and whenever I can is like, you're the one that cures cancer. I just happen to have run into, like, hundreds of people that have cured it over the last, you know, 17 years, because I've been researching it for my film. So I use my knowledge to help others the best I can. I do cancer coaching or whatever, but, you know, I don't charge. I just, people come to my Facebook and I send them to real experts, because, you know, I'm not a doctor or a scientist or anything. I'm just a filmmaker. But my friends are doctors and scientists, so I can send people to them. So that's kind of where we're at right now. What else did you ask about?
Well, I want to talk about health and cancer and your contact with people. But first, I want to talk about your film. Tell us the name of the film, how it came about, and what it's about.
Okay, well, again, 17 years ago, my girlfriend at the time, J. Cynthia Brooks, who is now the co-host of my iCureCancer.com radio show. We're still good friends. She's been friends. I met her because she cured herself of cancer. I learned from what she did. And this is going, you know, like years ago, 17 years ago. Didn't even know what an alkaline diet was back then. She was on it. She didn't know that's what it would eventually be called. But she's a very spiritual woman, you know, and did a lot of meditation and just sort of found the right people, right time, because she was open to the universe, open to God or whatever you call it, to let her find. She found a Rife machine. She used, you know, the machine that Dr. Royal Raymond Rife invented in the early 1900s that basically zaps only the cancer cells. And, of course, that technology was buried because it worked. For those of you that are listening that don't know that, there's been many cancer cures since that just were always around slowly but surely. They got buried by Big Pharma because they can't patent the natural cures, so there's no sense in having them for the Big Pharma, unfortunately for us, the people.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I are both like health coaches. Neither one of us is a doctor, but we do know enough about cancer to give the basics and refer people and tell them some basics. Let's talk about some basics on how people can prevent cancer. From your perspective, Steve.
How to not get it or how to get rid of it, or both?
Both, but mostly yeah. How they can prevent from getting it.
Prevention,
people,
okay, yeah.
A lot
prevention.
Of people don't have it. Go ahead.
Yeah, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and it's really true. Trust me, all the people that ended up getting that skin cancer or getting that whatever cancer, if they would have just kept an eye on their pH, I think I just saved myself from cancer. I'll be honest with you. I was hardcore when I was young, man. I was a pro kickboxing champion. It's one of the best in the world. But I partied too, man. I would, you know, work hard. So I had an interesting life, you know, going from one extreme to the other. All of a sudden, I noticed, I'm 45 now, and I looked at my pH recently, and I thought, it's been 5 for, like, 6 months now, and I was in denial. I wouldn't accept it. I'm like, because that means cancer. If your pH level is 5, 5, 5.5, it means cancer. If it gets anything below 6, you got to be looking out. 6.3 is average. What you want is 7.74. So the good news for folks like myself that have had an acidic pH, like, at 5, I was able to get it up to 7 within not even a month just by I started blending again. Because it's sort of the old story of the shoemaker has no shoes. Like, I take care of everybody else, but I sometimes forget about myself. So I just smartened up and started blending and taking the cannabis hemp oil myself, since I interviewed some guys that were making that for people that have cancer, and just to be safe. And boom, my pH is back. But if I didn't do that, 6-7 years down the line, and I stayed my pH at 5, I probably would have grown tumor somewhere, lungs, liver, who knows. So that's my probably, if anybody happens to be listening today, I may have just saved your life, because if you remember this, if you get on and Google pH strips, just test your pH level in the morning. It's under your tongue, the saliva under your tongue. You suck out the old up when you first wake up. Don't brush your teeth or anything, or eat. Get 5. Onto this strip. And if it's 6.3, you don't have to freak out. If it's below 6, you might want to change your diet and get alkaline. So that's the key right there. This is what I got angry at. That Angelina Jolie, when she came out and got bragging about her removed, and everybody's, oh, she's so brave. No, she's an idiot. She probably just killed a whole bunch of people, because if you keep an eye on your pH, you don't have to worry about getting anything off. All she had to do was keep an eye on her pH. If it got down to 5, she could have cut them off then if she wanted. But even then, all she has to do is what I did, change your diet, your food intake, get your pH up. And she could have went without, I think it was just an excuse, some better breasts than what God gave her. Give me that, and she probably got paid off. So,
yeah.
Kind of a horrible thing.
Ian, tell us about some of the doctors. How do you refer people, who you refer people to, and the kinds of cancer people come with, and which doctors, and how you coordinate that?
And well, since we live in America, unfortunately, money's an issue. So I say, do you have money or no? Because if they have money, then I say, I found the best clinic around just recently, thank God, because the best clinic around was in the United States. It was in Oklahoma. We had the best clinic around. It was called Camelot Cancer Center, and they would treat holistically. They were using DMSO, Laetro, a lily extract, and high-dose vitamin C, and they had a 75% success rate in curing people. No chemo, radiation, any of that crap. It was all holistic. The Budwig diet. And they got shut down. FBI came in, kicked the doors down, guns out, drawn, everybody on the floor, you know, and they stole all their stuff and their computers and their records and the patient's medicines. One guy had a radio show that his wife was almost cured of the cancer thanks to that treatment, and they took the medicine out of their hands. They already paid for and left her, and now she's dying again. They finally had to emergency fly her over to Spain to try and get some treatment. But so yeah, man, it's a bad case scenario going on. So, but luckily the one in Tijuana opened up called American Holistic Care, and my friend Alessandro Porcella, who owns American Biodental Care down there, they just opened up the holistic cancer thing, and they got the best thing because they got MDs running. But their MDs smart enough to know that holistic works better, so they do that first. And if anybody really needs the chemo, they'll do a low dose and a low dose radiation, and they can do surgery. MDs, but they rarely have to because they know how to use the Laetrile and the high dose vitamin C and all the things that have been working for years that have just been buried in America.
You showed me a film, I remember, with, and I believe the doctor you're talking about, if you want to, he's over there. I'd like to know a little more about him, his work, but also tell our listeners more about what goes on in Tijuana as far as people wanting to come and cure or help themselves or their family with cancer.
Okay, yeah, Dr. Andrade is the guy at the new clinic at the American Biodental, that's going to be called American Holistic Care. Dr. Andrade, this guy is the guy that was there like 30 years ago in Tijuana at the clinics with Chad Queen or whatever, what is it? Max Factor, Max Factor's kid, he cured him like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, something, the cancer. He really knows his deal. I couldn't believe it. I sat down with him for like 2 hours and just grilled him. And the English thing is an issue, but he would explain something to me, and if I don't get it, I make you go again and again. That's why I like the job I have. I'm not the genius that they are, but I can make them bring it down to my level, and then I can spread it out to everybody else so they understand it. So I kept on them, and finally I heard what he was saying. He's saying that, you know, the stem cells, chemo doesn't get the stem cells, so they use holistic medicine to get the other things. So that's for people that have money, but people that don't have money, you can stay at home and do it all. That's basically to find out what they can afford. If they don't have any money, I say for like 20, 30 bucks, you can buy Bill Henderson's book on healing cancer gently, I think it's called. And he tells you what to do. And then for $200, he'll be your coach over the phone for like half a year and they tell you what he would do. And there's people like, I kind of do that myself. You know, if somebody has money and they want my movie to learn about the cancer, my first movie, iCureCancer.com, I give it to them for free. It's only 25, 30 bucks. They can afford it. It goes right back into part two. But I'm in part two right now, which is going to be just as important, because it's going to reiterate cancer's curable. But it's going to show that I'm allowed to use what I know on my children until they're 18. They get forced chemo, radiation, and surgery. Even though I know cannabis hemp oil is curing cancer, as a silver bullet, almost, I don't like to use that word much, but it's almost a silver bullet on its own, like an 80% success rate on the street that I'm seeing with the cannabis hemp oil. And then we had an 85% success rate to begin without the cannabis hemp oil, just doing alkaline diet, boosting your immune system, taking the enzymes, taking the EFAs. So you combine these two, I really don't see cancer being a very scary thing at all anymore, to be honest with you.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, so if people want to call you, I want to give you contact information now and at the end of our session, but tell me typically when people call you, what are the types of things that they want help on, and what do you do with some of the typical calls that you get and contacts that you get?
That's a good question. obviously everybody's in a panic. They're like, I've got 3 months to live, or my mom's got this, or my dad's got that. And so it's emotional, and I get connected to these people. But the news is, it's usually happy endings, especially since the cannabis hemp oil came in. Oh, my God. I mean, because before, it's hard. You got to be a warrior to beat cancer. You can't just sit there and expect to take a pill and it go away. You got to change your life. You got to change your diet. You got to juice all day long. I mean, it's not easy. So, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that, tell us a little bit about your background in martial arts, kickboxing, and I think you were pretty good at those. You hit the championship ranks. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's kind of cool because that's, I think, why I'm such a warrior today with the government and with Big Pharma, and why I'm not afraid. I mean, but my friends are like, you're an idiot. They're going to take you out. They're going to kill you. You're giving too much information out. And I'm like, you know, I'd kill myself if I didn't put this information out. There's women and children. Well, hell, men, grown men, they're just as important. I mean, there's people out there dying of cancer right now. And it's a lie. What our government's done to us is a lie. The Big Pharma runs our system because the Rockefeller owned the pharmaceuticals in the early 1900s and bought out the medical schools, so the medical schools basically are forced to teach whatever they say, and it's all about drugs.
Right.
So, but sorry,
right.
To me that's more important than my career. But okay, I was a kickboxing champion, one of the best, they said. Canadian, North American, number two in the world. Then I got into movies, did a lot of karate movies in the early 90s. I was on Days of Our Lives for a while. I actually learned how to act, and I did some theater. I studied method. And then I got, like anything else, it's sort of like I already mastered kickboxing, you know, martial arts. And once you master one area, it enlightens you to many others. So I'll stick around something until I get to about black belt, but I don't go for the degrees. So I kind of mastered the acting. I got a black belt in acting. I was like, okay, but I think I can reach more people with filmmaking. So that's when I decided to move to New York and teach myself.
For those of our listeners that tune in a little bit late, this is Ian Drappin. He is a health coach. He's a documentarian. And the guy is fabulous. He spoke at one of our meetings briefly about his work, his cancer. He's got a new film coming out, which you were talking about. Anyway, Ian, I'd like to talk more about how you got into health, because I think you mentioned earlier about your girlfriend was sick. And tell us how you got into health with this situation about your girlfriend a little more.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I was already a kickboxing champion, so I was pretty healthy. But after I met her, it just seemed my duty. It's like it was like it was in a movie. It's like, wait a minute, did I just stumble upon the cancer cure? Because you hear about that your whole life, and that's one of the sayings. Like, well, it's not like I found the cancer cure or anything. I was like, wait, I did find the cancer cure, and I'm not the only one. There's been thousands before me. It's just they always get buried, you know, or they scream and yell, and nobody really hears. It's like internet. It's supposed to do much more damage to that miserable cabal that's running.
Ian, tell me more about what you want to do. I know you want to get back on radio. You had a radio show for quite a while, and some things happened. And you and I have been talking about opening up and doing some bigger things in online for radio. And if any of our listeners are there listening and like our ideas, please call me. I'll give you my number again a little bit later in the show. We really think that radio, online radio, is really helpful. It's more and more people are online, more and more people are in the social media networking, and we need to get all those people to, I think that's one of the, you know, the name of my show is Let's Create a Better World, and online and social media networking is one of the ways that we can educate, teach, motivate people with all the new things that are going on. The world has become much smaller. But anyway, let's get back to what I was saying about how what your goals and what you want to see happen in health and in helping people. Tell me about your future ideas.
That's great. I love that. Well, I want to destroy Big Pharma, the cabal, the Illuminati. I want to take down Darth Vader, man. I want Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan to run the world. I'm tired of it being the dark side. I don't know. I'm just going to keep shouting at the top of my lungs that, hey, folks, you're not going to hear this from your oncologist, but, you know, word around my campfire, if you do this, this, and this, you'll cure your cancer. And, oh, here's a movie if you want to back that up. And here's a few phone numbers you can call these people. They'll let you know, too. You know, all we can do is what you're doing, grassroots. You know, I meet somebody on the line at the bank. You know, anytime I get in a taxi cab, I'm telling them my I Cure Cancer story and give them my card. And you never know down the line, because cancer affects 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. So eventually somebody's going to get it. And I think it's unfair that the powers that be keep the cures from the masses. So, and all I can do is be there the best I can on internet radio and the documentaries I make. And like I say, in the back of a taxi cab telling my story, is I believe that God gave us all the right to live and the right to prosper and not be, you know, we shouldn't have all these issues that the 1% are handing to us. It's time for it to change. And it is changing. I really believe now we're in the age of Aquarius. I mean, I believe we now, we're able to manifest whatever we want, even more so than before. As a martial artist, you learn how power of mind is very important. And if you think of something long enough, dream of it long enough, it's going to happen. I can tell you, that's how I won kickboxing championships. So you just start dreaming about what you want. What do you want the world to be, baby? You know, you just dream that and live it, you know, the best you can.
That's right. Very, very good. You know, one of my goals and one of my dreams is to keep this show going and to teach people about health and get the whole world to know about things. You know, Ian, a lot of people that are in, for, you know, God, 20 to 30% of the world is just poverty. Actually, more than that. And are hungry and they're sick. They have no way to get, no outlets. Most of them are not online and they don't have radios, TVs, or they don't have a bathroom. They don't have anything. They have rainwater. They got to go to the lake and get this horrible water. And that's why many people are sick. One of my goals is to help do something to motivate the people that have money, the higher powers, the governments, and the people like you and me to go out there and teach the world about how we can make a change. Because if you know, you're speaking about cancer, Ian, the United States has the highest rate of cancer because of our diet. Other countries, some countries have very little cancer because of their diet. Let's talk about that. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that as we wind the show down.
Okay, say that again.
About the...
I was thinking of another thought.
Yeah, in this country, people have a high rate of cancer. In many countries, they don't. And what are your thoughts and ideas on diet and how we can teach people how to live in a better way and to not get cancer? Let's talk about that.
It's funny, the cabal, again, the Illuminati, the 1%, whatever you want to call it, America is their biggest bitch. Obama is the biggest. I just think it's, how can I sum this up or what here? I think it seemed to matter that we think we're the most powerful, but really we're not. It's the guys that run everybody. So there's not a lot done at this until we do kind of do what Iceland did and get rid of the bankers and the politicians and bring in people that really care in order to, which I don't know how that's going to happen to be at this stage. America's so big. So I don't know. Hit me with the question one more time. Let me try it because I'm not getting what I want for it.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get out of me? I don't feel like I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you are. You're basically your ideas and thoughts on how we can change the face of the world as far as cancer, as far as better health, as far as better food. It's a hell of a question, I know, and it's a big. That's part of the dream of mine to do on this show, to find ways that we can get the word out there to everyone about health, curing cancer. But I know you had a radio show, and you want to get back on radio, and let's you and I talk about how we can do that, how we can expand ourselves, but. But basically, just, you know what, we covered that area. We got to finish up pretty soon. I'd like to get you to give us your contact information. Take your time on that, and then after that, I have another thing I want to ask you about. go right ahead, please. Your contact, how people can reach you, and please give it slowly so everybody can hear it.
Yeah, it's just real easy. It's the name of the film, iCureCancer.com. That's why I kept it simple so everybody would know. If you just go to iCureCancer.com, there is a donate page if anybody wants to help us finish this film so we can try and change the laws so children have, we have rights for our children's treatments. So yeah, iCureCancer.com. If you want to learn more about me, you can just go to IanJacklin.com where I can kick some videos and think my acting too. But yeah, man, basically iCureCancer.com. Anybody has cancer, all I ever say is, man, seriously do your homework, because I've been doing my homework for 17 years, and I would never consider Western men at all any kind of disease like cancer at all. Holistic's the only way to go.
Well, I want to spell your name slowly. Ian is spelled I-A-N is in Nancy, Jacklin, like Jack, J-A-C-K, L-I-N is in Nancy. Now we've got about 2 or 3 minutes to have your final thoughts, just to motivate people to stay healthy, to how to prevent cancer. Whatever you want to say for the next 2 or 3 minutes to finish your show, go right ahead. Finish your part.
Oh wow. Okay. Let's see. Well, I would say if anybody has cancer right now, stop sweating it, because I've been seeing so many years now that it's not the scary thing that they say it is. Like Google Bill Henderson and his book, because like I said, for I think $195 extra, he'll be your cancer coach. Look into cannabis hemp oil. I don't care where you live on the planet, you can get it delivered to you one way or another. Luckily, a lot of the states are legal, so you don't even have to worry about it if you're not used to dealing with that. Personally, I've always smoked weed, so pardon me. As I cough, I would definitely get on the cannabis hemp oil. Do an alkaline diet. That's very important. Get your pH to 7.4. Sometimes you have too high of a pH. I've been told by Dr. in New York City, some of the blood cancers, maybe your pH is high, and you have to eat more acidic. So the key is to get those pH strips from your health food store or online and find out where your pH is. The rice machine is great, and I always tell people, if you live in a city, you probably can find somebody that has one. Just, you know, get on Craigslist, and if you don't have the money to buy a rice machine, it's pretty expensive. They're a couple, few grand, I think. You can usually find somebody that has one. That's what Cynthia used for when she was doing her. A couple little secrets here. If you're already treating yourself for cancer, if you haven't had it, you might want to incorporate flaxseed oil and cottage cheese, organic cheese, blend that. Some magic will happen, some scientific happens. It's no longer dairy. You're less intolerant. You can still take this. And I've rumored that it has something about the cannabinoids. There may be cannabinoids when that chemical process happens. Or it could just strictly be the essential fatty acids that it developed. I don't know, but anyway, if people do that every morning, you take just Google Budwig diet and Google big cottage cheese and flaxseed oil. That's a nice bonus to add to anything. Also is maple syrup, organic maple syrup or molasses with baking soda. I've heard different things about that. Most people that have tried it actually tell me it always brings their pH level up, because that's the biggest battle for anybody with cancer, pretty much, is getting their pH up, because usually you're acidic if you have a tumor-type cancer and you're around 5, and you got to get it to 7, and it takes months sometimes, 3 months, 6 months. No sugar. All greens, do a lot of juicing. A lot of people will just do the cancer oil, and it works, but then it'll come back. So that's the thing. You got to fix the problem. The problem was your life. So fix that and do the cannabis oil, and I think you're going to have your best shot, you know, out there. I think that's about it. If anybody has any questions, again, go to iCureCancer.com and send me a message. Be more than happy to help.
That's good. Okay, well, listen, Ian, thank you so much. We'll be talking soon again, you and I. Let's keep in touch on the ideas we talked about the radio and about future events and how we can help each other and promote some of the things that we're doing, because I admire you, I admire all the things you're doing, I'm very interested to see and hear more about your film. Please keep me in touch with what's going on with the film so we can tell people how to encourage people to come and see the film. So thank you so
yeah,
much,
man.
Again. You've been wonderful.
Right on. And I do still have a web TV show every Wednesday at 7:15. It's at zenlive.tv. Live.tv. It's the IQ Cancer web TV show. I have really interesting guests on, like Dr. Gonzalez and Rick Simpson and people that know about all the different areas of this trade. So, but
yeah,
thanks, man. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate you.
Very good. Okay, and again, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. All right?
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Talk to you later.
All right. Good enough. All right. Let's talk about our... We have another guest coming on right now, and I want to remind people that I run the Gary Null Health Support Group. We have meetings about once a month, sometimes more, and the meetings are all about health, about Gary's work, his philosophy. Sometimes he comes on and speaks to us, he answers questions on the phone, and we show his films, and also we have speakers coming on to speak about that. We have a meeting coming up, and my next guest is, well, she's here to help me announce herself. She will be speaking in Long Beach coming up Saturday, a week from today. That would be Saturday, September 14th at 5 p.m. And I'll give you that information, but I want to introduce Faith Kincaid. Hello, Faith. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Bobby?
Always doing great. Thanks. So wonderful to hear from you. Tell us about some of the basics of juicing that you're going to be talking about at the next meeting, and then I'm going to tell all our people in Southern California how they can speak to you. Tell us some basics.
Oh, I'm just going to be covering how great getting the easiest way of nutrients into your body, the long-term effects of juicing on a regular basis, what kind of ailments it can help out with, what it's actually doing. Like, I'm going to be giving juices out in the middle of the meeting, so I'm kind of going to be telling people about what exactly it's doing even right then and there as they're drinking the juices. A lot of information on educating people on just juicing, on the nutrient content, the health, and how it helps your body focus on healing, how it helps your body build up what the necessities of what we need in order to live healthy every single day.
Great. Yeah, the meeting is going to be a week from today on the 14th of September. It's at a restaurant called Pier 76. And it's a restaurant in Long Beach, right in the heart of Long Beach, on Ocean Boulevard. The address of the meeting is 455 East Ocean Boulevard, number 12. It's right in the corner of Ocean and Linden, and it's a nice restaurant with vegetarian foods and healthy foods. It's wonderful. So we'll be there at 5 o'clock, and... Faith's going to be our featured speaker. We're going to give away some things. Faith is helping me. We're going to put together and purchase and get a lot of DVDs by Gary Nelk. It's a DVD called Joy of Juicing. It tells the history of juicing and people juicing. Give away those DVDs where there'll be free food there and there'll be sample juicing by Faith. Tell us about the juicing that you'll have and what else is going to go on with you and your people to meet.
I'm sorry.
The sample juices that you're gonna have.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll have a different variety. I'll have some fruit juices, some with pineapple, and then I'll have some greens, some with cucumber, celery, kale, pear. Some pears, sweeten it up a little bit. It'll be a variety of different things. I also serve smoothies, but I won't have smoothies there. This will be mainly on juicing. And then the Pier 76 will have different salads. It'll all be vegan items. But he has a wonderful kale salad. There's going to be broccoli coleslaw that is so amazing. Lots of different items.
Good, good. Well, that's going to be wonderful that you come out there, I mean, in Long Beach, and I know you're getting a lot of your people there. Your juice bar is two blocks away. Give us the address of your juice bar.
145 Linden Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90802.
And it's called Revive?
Yes, Revive Juice Bar.
Great, great. And you've had this youth choir going. It's pretty active, pretty busy, and that's why I'm excited. But I notice there's a lot of real young people your age, you're in your 20s, and people in their 30s that are in Long Beach that are really hip, and they love juicing. They go there quite a bit. Am I right?
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's been really nice, the feedback we've gotten from all the locals.
Yeah, that's what I like about what you're doing, and that's why I want to continue to work with you, because some of the people in our Gary Noel Health Support Group, as you know, we get a lot of people over 40, over 50, which is okay. It's always good to help at any age, but I'm really excited about people in Syria. I have four children that are young also, and it's wonderful. I'm motivating them, and it's just wonderful. But any other final thoughts before we close this segment out? I'm going to give this announcement out about the juicing thing. Any other thoughts about how and why people should hear you and learn about juicing, Faith?
Yeah, it's just extremely beneficial for people who want to have health in every single day. I have a saying, people like to live like there's no tomorrow. I like to live like there is a tomorrow, to be the healthiest in your tomorrow, and juicing really helps that out.
Wow, that's great. Okay, Faith, well, thank you for coming on. We're going to announce this to you next week, because next week when I have your show at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we're going to announce it, and I'm looking forward to the show. I'll announce it again as you sign off. But thanks so much for coming on briefly, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
All right. That was Faith Kincaid, a wonderful young lady that is really on the. She's really introducing, and really you can just look at her and see a beaming face of love and about health, and it's her. You know, when you do, when you stay healthy, your hair shines, your face is glowing, and you're happy and you're at peace, and health is just the best thing in the world, and juicing's a major part of health. And this show is quite a bit about health. So let me make another announcement, and as we finish the show, as the music comes on, we'll know that we're just about at the end of the show in a few minutes, but I want to make an announcement that we're having another Gary Noel meeting. Well, first let me finish that one. The meeting that Faith is going to speak at. Faith Kincaid is a juicer, juice bar owner, and she's going to speak September the 14th, a week from today, it's a Saturday, 5 p.m., and the address, it's called Pier 76. It's a restaurant right on the boardwalk, right on the main street of Long Beach, which is Ocean Boulevard. The address is 455 East Ocean Boulevard, number 12. It's off the corner of Linden and Ocean. And if you want the exact corner, that would be the northwest corner of Ocean and Linden. And we're going to give away some free things at that meeting, a free juices by Faith, wonderful juices of different kinds. They'll be given free. There'll be free food by the restaurant. There'll also be a free DVD by Gary Noel called Joy of Juicy. Wonderful film that we showed at a previous meeting, and we're going to buy copies to give out at that show, Faith and I, to make sure that all our people are listening. That's what I like about most of my guests, really people that really care, people that are dedicated, people that want to make a change in this world. And the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. And there is another show that will be coming on soon called Healthy Aging. Gary Noel wants to have a show on aging, and we're trying to help in that area to motivate or get it. So a lot of good things going on. The next meeting we're going to have for the Gary Noel Health Support Group is going to be Sunday, September 29th. And that's 3 weeks from now, more or less. And that's going to be by Venice High School. It's called the Learning Garden. It's also called Seeds of L.A. It's all about... David King runs that place. It's a beautiful, beautiful organic garden where they teach people about seeds, about growing their own food. And at this meeting that we're going to have, he's going to speak, and then we're going to go take a tour of the gardens, and we're going to talk about how people can change their lives by growing their own foods, because the foods that we see in the markets are not good. Many are geometrically engineered. Many have colors and junk in them, and all kinds of colors, and it's really, really bad, the food. So we want to teach people to grow their own food. this show, in the next few weeks, we're going to have a lot of great, great activities going on in the show. We're going to have talks about the geometrically engineered foods. We're going to talk about aging. We're going to talk about I lost my train of thought for a second, about how people can, the hunger that's going on in California prisons. The hunger of people, almost 2 months they were on a strike, and we're going to talk about that, about some people that about that, and how we're going to change the face of how the treatment of people in jail. It's really, really bad in all jails. There's a lot of problems going on with that. And these people, 3,000 of them, walked out of and didn't eat food. Of course, the number dwindled down to 100 after almost 2 months, and they were very sick, and a lot of things going on with that. We're going to talk about that in the future. We're going to have Blaise Fontaine and also Miguel Cinco-Salas. Those are two world-class experts on what's going on in the world and what we can do to make a change. The name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. My name is Bobby Elias. Here's my phone number. If you have ideas and you want to help us with thoughts on how to make this a better show or speakers, etc. My number is area 323-770-1925. Be sure to rate us on iTunes. You can also get us on the archives. You can also, if you don't have a computer, many people don't, or a laptop, you can call this number and hear the show or hear any show on Progressive Radio Network. Progressive Radio Network is the fastest growing show in the world, station in the world. It's online, of course, but online radio free. The number to call to hear the show is 619-550-0869. We're going to have some great music coming on as we do. This show is about health. It's about exercise. It's about geometrically engineered foods. We're going to talk about a lot of great things in this show, so make sure you stay tuned on this channel, on this show, and on all the shows. Progressive Radio Network is the absolute best. Gary Noe is the absolute best. And our show is going to be one of the so-called absolute best shows. With your help, with your support, make sure, again, that you listen to the show, tell your friends about it. I'm just giving you all the information. So we're going to sign off now and have some music. And make sure you tell your friends and come back again next week. Thank you so much. Thanks to our producer in New York, Jason. Thanks to our producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy B. Our engineer in New York is Jeannie. Thanks to our people that came on the show, Faith Kincaid and Ian Jacklin. Thank you so much. Tune in again next week. Just call me, 'cause when I'm bad, I'm so, so bad. So